This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 905, 1205, 305, and 405. These are your final four chances to win tickets to see Taylor Swift at Levi's Stadium on May 11th. Right now, we'll take caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 instantly wins a pair of tickets for Taylor.
Hey, my family's going.
Oh.
They're going.
Your daughter's going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, they're into it.
I'll bet. She's huge right now.
It's a girl's night out.
Any other moms and kids going?
Or? Yeah. A couple moms, couple kids.
So fun. So, Taylor Swift, you want the tickets? Call right now. If you've ever wondered what we do during the breaks, gymnastics. we're always practicing our
routines.
I don't
know if I'm going to be able to get this up before the end
of
the show.
I want to remind people, you got to get it up, Pooman.
I got to count these.
Get it up.
Pooman is showing us this picture of these people doing this move where the guy is balancing the chick on his legs, and she's...
Like a yoga thing.
Like a yoga thing. It's the two of them, and they're sort of counterbalanced, and she's got her legs up. And so Bryn and I were like, oh, well, since we do so much gymnastics, we should try that. So we made three attempts at it, and we did actually successfully pull it off.
You did?
We sure did.
I didn't see that part.
No, we did.
Well, you'll see it
we
on
did
the
fall
Instagram.
Down.
Yeah, I heard a bunch of
falling.
Yeah,
we had a couple attempts.
We had a couple attempts, and then we figured it out.
That's how you win. You got to fail first couple times.
Right, you got to figure out how to do it, how to get into the, you know, Bryn looks... just awesome, and you know, with his. But listen, if you ever wanted to see Bryn spread eagle, now's your chance.
And Sarah's very strong.
Oh my god, so strong! I was like,
I was impressed.
I was like, when are you going to climb? Oh, you're already on me.
I thought you were going to crush. I get crushed by me because.
Because you weigh 250 pounds.
Yeah.
Weigh 200 pounds.
Well, like 195.
You do?
Yeah.
Hard to believe. It's just all that muscle.
Yeah.
Bryn, that's right. You know. Don't want to brag.
So, Hooman, you're going to put that on the Alice Instagram story?
No, I'm gonna make it a permus thing. I'm gonna actually make a whole collage thing.
So just
boy. Good.
All right. So it's gonna take some time. Just make sure. So this is gonna be on Alice 973 or on the Hooman TV.
Alice 973.
All right. Perfect. So be sure and check back there.
Is that
often
before or
today.
After caller 97?
After caller 97.
Thank you
for Taylor Swift.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys, and we do. And so here's where we sort of get caught up on everything you had to say. House in Mill Valley. Can anyone say poltergeist?
I know. Three of them, for God's sake. Three bodies. The ones who aren't identified are the really pissed off ones. Scary. The house is gorgeous. Damn.
Glad to see you've grown. Stopped listening for years when you made fun of the word Asperger's, says 408.
What? Well, Asperger's is a funny word.
I know.
I'm
Relax,
sorry.
People.
I don't remember that.
And we have not grown up.
Yeah,
yeah,
you have us confused with
up,
some other
I
show.
I don't remember the... Okay,
exactly.
But whatever.
Well, a lot of us have kids now, so we're a little more sensitive to it.
I have a long-haired Persian, Duff McLovin Meowgi.
Oh, that's the name of
and
the...
And I change right out of my work clothes before even thinking of greeting my furball.
Right.
Yeah, I used to, first of all, I never got to wear black because I had a blonde lab.
Yep.
So I didn't even go near black. But I also only dressed right as I was leaving for work every day.
Right.
It was the last thing I did.
Just limit the exposure.
And then run out the door.
So you would just be like in your tidy whiteies and...
I don't wear tidy whities, but thank you.
I'm picturing you in those with your little chicken legs.
Oh, I'm going to picture
good
that.
Look. Yeah.
I'm going to keep that for all weekend.
Okay.
What do you mean chicken legs?
Oh, that's right. I forgot you don't have chicken
great legs.
You have great muscular legs, big like tree trunk legs.
Thanks. It's gotten into you. Cats are rubbing on those poison oak plants and bringing the oil to you.
Is that possible?
No, I never touch my cat. Don't worry. I hate that thing.
Oh my God, you're a terrible person.
Vinny, perfect timing saying black is a great color unless you have a pet. I'm sitting here cleaning the pet hair off my black sweatshirt. LOL, have a great day. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I live near Sarah. I hope she doesn't go too far. My kitchen sucks.
Oh, well,
so
pull
on your walks.
Please, pull down your shades. I don't want to see your sucky kitchen. I do go far. I go and go. We walk and walk.
You do?
Yeah. It's fun.
Oh, let me see how you're doing on your... did you hit your marks yesterday on
I
your
did.
Watch?
Yesterday I did.
You guys both worked
Not
out,
yesterday.
I see.
You hit all your marks too.
Yeah, but I don't have an actual exercise.
What is your actual? How are you closing your exercise ring on your Apple Watch?
I think
Watch?
It's because I'm carrying around 200 pounds the whole day.
Boy, you guys you got up there just, you know, playing in the hall over there.
Did we?
Yeah, looks like you added some exercise to your, we all have Apple Watches.
Yeah.
And we've all become addicted to closing the rings.
I do think that anytime your heartbeat goes over a certain amount, they're counting that as exercise.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of times when I'm not exercising and suddenly
it's movement.
Ring is, yeah.
415 says autism. Does anyone look at the rise in bad diet, microwaves, etc.? I'm sure they must.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's looking at that.
Science looks at all stuff.
Science.
Da-na-na-na.
I mean, that's what they do, right? They look at things.
I'm sure they must.
I know you aren't into food, Vinny, but your girl might love you to bring her some Diodeca home for her. Best restaurant in Los Gatos. Mm. Michelin starred. Best Greek food. Located in Hotel Los Gatos.
From the owners.
Yeah.
Right. Yours is $100. It says Diodeca Fine Hellenic Cuisine. How do you pronounce that? Hellenic.
Hellenic. I don't know. Mm. What are they talking about?
Upscale spot for classic yet modern Greek eats.
Oh, all Greek. Right.
In a lavish setting with carefully presented plates.
Mm.
Just got the best dancing workout in my kitchen to the montage.
Yeah, the montage is super fun to dance to. I don't know how anyone stays seated.
I don't either.
No.
What kind of buzzkill must that be?
Luckily I don't have to worry about that.
Right. Hanson has been the lead singer since 2005.
Oh, a Foreigner or something?
Big E wrote, Kelly Hanson has been singing in Foreigner for hella years. And that's him on the Symphony album. Lou Graham got really sick.
Oh.
Yeah, he had like vocal problems and he dropped out a while ago. You could have told me that was Lou Graham and I would have been like, okay, kind of sounded like him.
You know what's trippy?
What? Oh my God, tell me.
So on Netflix, I've been looking at different music documentaries, and someone recommended, it might have been Georgie that recommended Hitmen, or I forget the name of the, it's about studio musicians that get hired to come in and do stuff, and it's excellent. Hired Guns. And it's about all these studio musicians who make these songs
who
we're
are
all
on
familiar
hundreds
with.
Of records.
And it's
uncredited.
One of the things is a drummer. He's one of these guys, right? And he goes, I'm supposed to come up with this drum part as I'm walking to my drums and everyone's in the studio waiting for me to sit down and I have no idea at all what to play. And he's like, now I'm 20 feet. Now I'm 10 feet from the seat behind my drums, and I still don't know what I'm going to do. And I had, like, that moment is the stuff I love in stories that you hear from people. Where.
And did he make it happen?
And he did. He sits down. It's actually the John Cougar drummer.
Oh.
He sits down. I think it's the story. He sits down, and it's that Jack and Diane, that start.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Can you hear the but the drum that starts it is his thing. And he does it. And they go, that's it! And he was like, I don't know where that came from.
Does it kick in after like the second verse?
This isn't it. Okay,
well, right,
I'm thinking of a different song. There's an intro with a drum.
There's an interlude in there where he, right before, oh, the river rock, let it roll. He comes in with like a boom, 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 boom.
Oh, that's it! Okay, that's the part. I guess whatever the
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom.
Yeah, that's it.
It's right before sort of the last quarter of the song.
So that was it. So they had said something to him like, "We need a drum solo in this song," and he's like, "It's a slow song.
Just like
how
a little
am I
fill.
Supposed to do that?" And that's he's walking to his seat to go
oh
do this
God,
piece, and he's
like,
"I don't have any idea what I'm gonna do." And then he sits down and does this.
Do it, Bryn.
This.
I'm listening.
Hey, guys.
I can't find
here.
It right now. I'm still listening to
hey,
it.
Hey, real quick.
It's after the second chorus.
Can I do something?
Hold on. Oh, boy.
The post is up. Vinny, if you want to laugh your ass off, go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You will see relationship goals / spread eagle.
Relationship goals?
/spread eagle.
But that was the relationship goals was the two... When Hooman held up the picture of the two people doing this like gymnastic pose, he's like, "Is this relationship goals?" I'm like, "Goals? Me and Brent have already done that in our gymnastic routines a million times."
So anyway, if you want to laugh, it's there. There's four things to look at. The original picture, which Sarah and Brent are trying to get into, and then two of their attempts, and then they finally get it.
It's so funny.
All right, I got to go.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Did Bryn find that part?
Bryn,
of the
did
song?
You find the part? We're all waiting on it.
I did. Here it is. Okay. Hold on.
That's it.
That's
so
pretty
good.
So, very cool.
That wasn't even the part I was going to tell you. So the part that I was going to tell you is, did you know that Ted Nugent isn't the guy singing on Stranglehold?
No. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. So there's a guy who sang that song that's not Ted Nugent. And he used to even tour. The guy would come out and sing it. And they'd go, that was like the singer is talking about how he would meet people and they'd go, "That was really nice of you to sing his song for him. You sounded just like him." And he's like, "No, I'm the voice on that album."
Well, you're not credited.
It's crazy, huh?
Hired guns.
Hired. You gotta.
You gotta. I will if you watch that Anvil one.
What do I gotta watch?
The Anvil.
All right.
The Canadian band.
Didn't Nicole Kidman sing in Moulin Rouge?
Yeah, she did.
So her singing backup for her husband is no stretch.
Yeah. Well, Gwyneth I guess is what they're saying. Stuff too. I just think it's fun that they. That he had her on there. A little crossover, a little life crossover.
Sarah?
What did I do now?
I have the same damn phone dialing dreams. What the hell does it mean?
I don't know. My mom actually texts me. She goes, "Oh my God, I have those dreams too."
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
Hmm.
It's like I only have one chance. I'm trying to get a hold of someone. I'm trying to get the number right.
916 says, the rapist, the California killer.
Uh-huh.
Golden State killer. The rapist was described as having a very small man area by his victims.
Oh. No, really?
That's what they're saying.
That's what the text
is saying. That's what 916 says.
To dream that you cannot dial a phone number correctly suggests that you are having difficulties in getting through to someone in your waking life.
Oh.
We're out of time, everyone. I still have so many texts. We appreciate you sending them in, but we've got to bounce.
We do. We'll be back in a minute. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a fun Friday show.
Super weird. I looked at that post you guys put up, and you don't look anything like the relationship dreams couple.
Well, we don't have our yoga outfits on, but
not
other
at
than
all.
That, it's
not
pretty close.
They tried.
Listen, it was very athletic of us to pull
it's
that
not,
out.
It's not, though, and weird because... You guys are athletic and graceful.
Well, as you know, I mean, you watch our gymnastics.
Oh, there's you hitting the deck.
Yeah. Well, we overbalanced a little there.
All right.
I like about that is how lithe you are as you leap over me and don't crush me underneath your bulk.
Right.
Good job,
Bryn. I saved your life, Sarah. You're welcome.
You saved me. Oh, my God. Thank you so
talking
much.
Talking about a post on our Instagram. That's Alice973. Check that out.
Yeah, and while you're there, follow all the rest of us. We all put stuff up every day. Don't just rely on Alice973. I'm Clarky Clark, Clarky with an IE. Vinny is Vin Hassan.
I posted from jury duty yesterday.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
It was proof of appearance.
Yeah. Well, it was either jury duty or you were getting married. We couldn't decide.
Yeah, we did have a debate going on this morning.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
I'm positive, believe me. Looking for a ring?
I was. I did look at it.
Uzette's Instagram is Uzette, just U-Z-E-T-T-E.
Yeah,
Brittany is Brittany Boy, B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y. Hooman is Hooman TV, and the guy who runs the cameras, Vaughn, is Vonda Wizard.
Vonda
Wizard. So have a great weekend. I hope you get all the surf you could ever want, Vinny.
Oh, I'm going to have fun one way or another.
Have fun at the Bay Club.
I'm glad it's over.
Jury duty's over.
Yep. Mm.
All right, we'll see you back here on Monday. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.